fact is that nothing becomes as old as quickly as a new sound.
Felicidad es mirarse en el espejo y ver en el reflejo esa sonrisa oculta que revela la pasión.
Metal heart with a human being. Cheer. This is the new one that is number four on BFM Top 10. It's called Late to the Disco.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Living Perfection in the studio.
Thank you so much.
On 95 BFM. Free the Sheep. I'm going to turn your studio microphone on.
Check. Oh, yep. There I am.
There you are. Oh,
thanks for having me. How exciting.
Oh, man. That was hugely exciting to witness live. And it was sounding great to me when I was checking the radio in the other room. All right, what do we have here, Living Perfection? You're number four on the 95 BFM Top 10 with your brand new single, Late to the Disco.
Late to the Disco. That's news to me. I'm always around, you know. I'm like, you can't get rid of me, so.
Yeah. What songs did you just play?
So the first one was called Stealing Soul, which was the first song that I released. It was the first song I actually ever wrote for Living Perfection, and I was like, oh, this is mean, I'm gonna keep doing this. And then the second song was Late to the Disco, which came out a couple weeks ago through Sun Return Records, thanks Zach. Just been playing a couple shows and loving life.
Sweet. What What is Late to the Disco about?
It's, so I've been, I guess, traditionally playing guitar in bands like last 20 years. And never, like, took myself very seriously in the music scene, I guess, in Auckland. And Living Perfection is like kind of letting go of that side of music and just getting older and having fun. And Late to the Disco is about just, I guess, re-finding yourself in a different genre of music that you've never played before, on a different machine that you've never played before. Like, I've fully just learned how to make digital music through this, which has been super annoying. As you know, it's pretty difficult. But yeah, it's just
very rewarding though.
Yeah, so it's just me coming to terms with being like, oh, like, I've finally found what I want to do playing music. Like, I still love, like, I'm in another band and I love playing guitar music and I always will, and it's cool having a break from that. And then now I'm like, oh, maybe I should put like a guitar track on this.
Well, yeah. There's I think if you've seen Greco Romance around town recently, Damien has started shredding on guitar, and I mean, the possibilities are limitless.
Well, I think that's it. It's like, don't pigeonhole, is that the term? Yeah, just learn new things as a 30-something year old and have fun.
It sounds like serious fun to me. I loved the feeling in the studio when you were performing was electric.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You alluded to, first of all, actually, who is Living Perfection?
Just me. I'm, yeah.
Who's me?
My name's Maddie, and I have been in the Auckland music scene for ages. And
yeah, what bands have you played in?
I'm in a band called Family Band, which is another Sun Return band. And then I was in Trust Bunks a long time ago.
Yeah.
Which is the one that people were like, oh, I remember them. So, yeah.
But just, there's more than that, wasn't there?
Yeah. I was in a band called Cool Cold a long time ago. It's all just like, I've been playing lots of guitar bands. I was in KMTP for a while.
Yep.
I wish I still was. I miss playing in that band. Kitty, if you're ever doing something again, let me know.
They are overseas with Ringlets.
Oh, really? Right now, okay, right. Yeah. I mean, making moves.
Drafted.
Yeah. but yeah, so it's first time being like solo musician, which is super confronting for me. And I think part of the reason why I'm like, I'm just having fun, or else this is really scary.
I can personally relate to a lot of what you're talking about. In my own musical life, I moved from a more punky kind of thing, but I had just this urge and this feeling that I wanted to explore that involved like having a great time while dancing.
Yeah. But like,
it's very important to follow those feelings.
I think so. Well, yeah, I think so. And it's like, it doesn't have to be all like fringe over the front of your face, looking at your shoes, playing as loud as you can.
It can be that as well.
Totally. I will always love that, but I mean, this is just like so different and so fun, you know?
Yes, it absolutely is. Could you talk a little bit briefly about your gear setup for the nerds listening?
Yeah, I just have like a MIDI keyboard and then run that through my old Mac, what is it called? MacBook Air from like 2010. So I actually thought it got stolen the last gig that I played, but it accidentally just got wrapped up in Studfinder's car.
Oh man.
And I was kind of like,
what a relief.
It was, because I was like, oh man, like all of the music I've ever made is on this.
Jesus.
And then,
hey, good opportunity to back up your stuff to a hard drive.
Oh, I would fully recommend everyone doing that, because one day it could just get accidentally stolen. Well, it wasn't stolen, it was returned the next day.
That's beautiful. I'm looking at my list of, how is your release party?
Yeah, oh man, it was awesome.
Whereabouts was it?
Cupid Bar in Point Chev. Cool. Which is fucking sick.
Good, like, spot for a Living Perfection show, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and I think like a couple random people came off the street and were like, this is crazy. And I had Finn Johansson playing, who was epic. Like, I think they're playing on Friday.
Yes, Finn has a show that that is requiring desperate plugging.
Yeah.
I've seen very desperate plugging online, so I'm going to look up the details for that right now.
There is, like, a really good wave of musician meta profiles, and I don't know how to do that. Like, Finn and then DC Maxwell is really good at, like, plugging their stuff, and I never know. Like, they're, like, really funny stuff. Like, yeah. Finn is so funny.
The skits.
Yeah, like, lots of skits. I just...
I think you've got to find your own voice in this social media oppressive paradigm in which we operate. Finn Johansson and his all-star band performing this Friday at Whammy Bar.
Yes.
With special guests.
I would love to go, but I'm playing in my brother's Comedy Fest band. I'm just plugging everything.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
My brother Nico Val is playing... a show on Friday night at the Basement, so I'm playing bass in that band, so that's also really fun. Just like, I have this and I have family band, and then I'm just playing like rock covers of popular music. It's sick.
That is mean as hell.
Yeah.
Are there any Living Perfection shows coming up?
There is gonna be one. So I've got Late to the Disco just came out. We played I played a show for that. I've got a second single coming out, which I'm going to play next.
Mm-hmm. Will this be an exclusive sneak peek?
Yeah.
Radio debut.
Unless you've come to my shows, yeah.
I have come to one of your shows.
Yeah. You would have heard it before. And then I'm playing one in July, which is the first time I've talked about it. I think I'm going to make like a giant tiramisu for it as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's legal, but I won't be selling it. You can just have a piece of tiramisu.
It's my understanding that a Living Perfection show is a sophisticated occasion.
I think so. Well, it's up to you. It's however you want to behave, as long as it's safe and happy.
Put your hair down.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. One more question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got another single coming up through Sun Rushing as well. Is there a EP or an album on the cards?
So I've got an EP coming out in July, so that's what that next show is for.
Mm-hmm.
I have a baby, so I don't play too much.
It's quite impressive how much work you're doing. And
I'm not in the good books at the moment, but it's how I know if it's a good song or not, is if Minty, my kid, is dancing to it, or if she's just like Wiggles, and I'm like, okay, well, that's not a good song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're like deep in the Wiggles zone. We started off like cool music, trying, and I guess when they don't really have a brain, they're like, oh, noise, I like this. Like, we played a lot of Amel and the Sniffers,
yeah,
real early on, and then now it's just like full Simon and Lockie from the Wiggles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to delve into the oeuvre.
Yeah.
We will have a couple more songs from Living Perfection in a sec.
Oh, sick. Thanks so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
I am so stoked that you came up. It's such a thrill. And, you know, New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah. I released my song came out just before it, and then my show was May the 1st.
Wow.
And I was like, this is meant to be.
Which was also Bandcamp Friday.
I've got one of those too, so
yeah.
Hit me up.
You don't have to just purchase things from Bandcamp on Bandcamp Friday. You can do it any day.
What?
All right. We'll be right back with Living Perfection playing live on the airwaves, on the 95 BFM airwaves. Free the Sheep, 100% Aotearoa music every Wednesday from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Stretch your legs and lace up your sneakers for a weekend of fitness and fun at Motat Sports Tech.
Move your body by trying out new activities that bring together technology, games, traditional sports, and science,
including esports, Zumba, speed reactions, and more.
Sports Tech at Motat, 23rd and 24th of May, included in general admission. Find out more at motat.nz.
Prolific Aotearoa producer Solarosa is back with brand new album In The Mids and is heading on tour this May to celebrate. Sol La Rosa playfully explores contemporary club culture, soul, funk, and global rhythms in this career-shifting release. This new sound will be brought to life with a spectacular audio-visual live show. Sol La Rosa In The Mids album tour. Double whammy, Friday, May 22nd. Get your tickets now at solarosa.com.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309-4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
Dedicated to my partner Phoebe.
Yeah. thanks so much for having me. Happy New Zealand Music Month.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Living Perfection.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That was outrageously great.
Yeah, so it's hot in here.
It's hot now.
Yeah.
After you've worked your magic on the radio. Can you please let us know what songs you just played?
So the first song is called Changes, and it's a cover of Antonio Williams' song. Kerry from Deaf Heaven like produced it, and I'm a huge Deaf Heaven fan.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
And it kind of, the original is like you can hear them noodling away on the guitar in the background, and I was like, I first heard the song and it was like a really bad time in my life, and I was like, I feel like this song is about me. Like, you know, you have those, one of those songs that you hear at the exact moment where you hear the lyrics and you're like, I'm going through this exact thing right now. And so, like, I listen to it, like, every day. It's always top of my most listened songs.
Yeah.
And I think from the start, when I first started, I was like, I'm going to make this song a happier version of it to be like, man, that really sucked at that point, and now I've kind of gotten over it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's possible to get over a real shitty time in your life.
It's real cool, like, that moment where you're enjoying listening to a song and then you're like, I'm gonna do this song.
I'm gonna do this better
in your own way.
It's very different. I mean, it's I randomly heard, I was owning a cafe at the time and it was going horribly.
Oh no.
And
that sounds stressful.
And like at the same time, like, other stuff was happening in my life and I was like, oh, so down in the dumps, and I heard the song and it was like the perfect moment to hear it. And then now, the second song that I played is the second song they ever wrote, which was an appreciation and love song to my family after I had a baby.
That's a fantastic tune.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's just basically like, this is for you, I appreciate you, in Croatian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it in Croatian?
Yeah, yeah. So a couple of the songs on the EP are half in Croatian, half in English.
Yeah.
Just trying to learn more about where I'm from, I guess.
Does this tie into the actual sound that you're making as well?
A little bit. I mean, like, that, like, Eastern European vibe in the 80s and 90s is pretty, like, Italo disco, jumpy, like, walking bassline type of thing.
Mm.
All the Croatian songs are pretty messed up because, like, Yugoslavia around that time was, like, pretty horrific.
So, yes, yes, yes.
They're either about, like, love or, like, carrying an AK-47 into war. Like, there's like no there's no in between.
Fuck.
So when I like started writing these songs, I was like, oh man, I'm like, the Dalmatian Club is gonna hate this.
Make your choice. Yeah. Choose wisely.
So I chose more of the love side, so because that better. But yeah, I mean, I never really had any interest in learning about where I was from, and I've only ever really heard stories about like my granddad and how he came about. So yeah, I was like, oh, learn some of the language. And
did you have any like kind of specific artists in mind?
Not really. Like, all, my friend Mark Grelja played me a lot of Croatian music.
Cool.
Our granddads actually knew each other, like, back in the day. So when they first moved over, they were friends in the 20s or something, which is real buzzy because it's just like there's so many people in New Zealand that are like, oh, I knew you, my parents know you, or like, oh, my like Dita loved your nonny or whatever.
A friendship that was meant to be.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. And we, yeah, it's great. So learning lots about language, and it's not that hard, so.
That is super sick.
Yeah.
It's really great. And very inspiring, actually. I have, it being an all Aotearoa music show and it being New Zealand Music Month, I've asked you to suggest a local tune that we could play. And could you please tell us what tune you've selected and why you've selected it?
So this is big for me because I had no idea, like, you asked me this question before I came on and I was like, I would love to play this one song, but it's been like scrubbed from the internet.
Well, luckily, or predictably perhaps, it's in the BFM computer system.
Oh, great. Yeah. I mean, it was such a, so it's by a New Zealand musician called Hugh Pierce. He's currently playing in Crook, which is like an epic New Zealand band. They just released an album. But I think this song came out maybe like 2011, 2012. And when I first heard it, I was like, this is the greatest New Zealand song ever made. It's like 2 minutes long. And then he kind of disappeared for like 10 years and then cropped back up with an album.
Put out an album, yeah.
So I don't know if he's listening or he's like, fuck, I tried to so not have that.
The artist's name?
It's Alec.
It's Alec.
Yeah. This song's called For a Shine. And there was a reunion show a couple years ago where Alec, another band called Cheats, which is Laurie's.
That show. Yeah.
And DC Maxwell, I think Royds played, which was another one of those bands. And I just remember like, Hugh played this song and I was like in tears because I was like, this is my favorite song of all time.
Did people turn out for that one? I really
yeah it was like sold out, I think, because I mean,
I don't know why I didn't go that.
There was like a huge camaraderie around music that time. I mean, like, you just, I guess there was more venues and people were keen, younger and keener to go out, and every weekend you just see the meanest bands play
yes
all the time, and I like, I can't do that anymore, but I hope that still happens in a different way.
I think that there's a bit of energy in the air this year. We seem to have emerged from the post-lockdown drowsiness.
Yeah.
People do seem to be going nuts at shows.
Yeah.
From what I have witnessed firsthand.
Sick.
Most of this year, which is really, it's quite
refreshing.
Just really nice.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. If you're looking for this track, For a Shine, it is featured in the Cosmic Compositions compilation called The Way Out, from 2015. But let's have a listen to For a Shine by Alec. Thank you so much again, Living Perfection, for coming to the studio, playing your beautiful tunes on Freak the Sheep.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having
privilege
me.
Privilege and an honor. Congratulations on being on the BFM top 10.
Oh, yeah. So cool. Thank you.
And let us have a listen to For a Shine by Alec.
Local superstar Vera Ellen is hitting the road in July as part of the launch of her magic new album, Heaven Knows What Time. To give me that Don't miss out on the opportunity to be spellbound by the mesmerizing force of Vera Ellen and her spectacular band. Vera Ellen, Heaven Knows What Time Tour, the Hollywood Avondale, Saturday, July 25th. Get your tickets now from banishedmusic.com.
Got a nasty stain you just can't fix? Wrinkles ruining your life? We've got the sonic solution. The chaotic art rock band Dry Cleaning is coming to Hollywood Avondale this June to keep you feeling fresh. No soap, no spin cycle, just starch crisp noise. And we've got tickets to give away to lucky B-card holders. Stay tuned to 95BFM Breakfast all week for your cue to enter.
Dry Cleaning, Wednesday, June 3rd at the Hollywood Avondale. Tickets on sale now from mg.live.
It's a horror.
The Hard, Fast and Heavy Show.
Oh, beloved woman of liberty!
2 hours of punk, hardcore, goats, doom, metal and thrash. The Hard, Fast and Heavy Show. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night, only on 95 BFM.